Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Before we start today's show, you should know that every episode of the Real Ass Podcast is available on demand at your fingertips whenever you want them at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. You have access to every episode we've ever done of this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and 17 other incredible shows on the Gas Digital Network. You get pre-release on all of our episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored, message boards, live chat, and more. Make sure you use the promo code RAP, 14-day free trial at gasdigitalnetwork.com. All right, let's start the show.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Podcast Friday. What the fuck is up, bitches? Wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your souls. It is a new era in the world. Louis J. Gomez, Zach D'Amico, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, international superstar. We are going to fuck up your Friday afternoon. I'm going to tell you right now. I know it's not even afternoon, unless you're listening to this in, like, England, which a lot of people are, by the way. We have a lot of British fans.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, we do.
Is that a crossover from Bisping?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think you look like you were raised in old-timey England. You look like you'd be like a town.
A boy king?
Yeah. You have the fucking, like, you look healthy for that era.
Yeah, I look healthy for somebody who's lived on turkey legs.
Yes.
Big ones today, dude.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show today. I'm going to tell you right now. Two incredible guests, as always. We actually had these guys in earlier in the week, and it just it happens to be, well, here's what happened. Derek was booked on Monday. Monroe was booked on Friday.
Yeah.
And you guys just killed it together Monday. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you have them together, Shannon? Shannon doesn't have to book shows. That's a problem. She's hot. And that's the problem with hot chicks is they fucking...
She's from Long Island. That's the bigger thing.
Staten Island.
I think I've been doing a great job at booking this show.
Shannon from Shaolin.
She do karate in Project Stairways.
Shannon from Shaolin.
Shannon, you know, the problem with you is they're great together, obviously, but you didn't even visualize that. You were like, I'm going to get them on at different times in the week. And that's fine.
It's because she's a bartender over the weekend, and she's like, well, I want to get some tips on the show.
Uh-huh. Shannon, I love you for what it's worth.
Thank you.
Shannon, got that tit jar out?
I do.
Let me see.
No, I don't. I'm just in a baggy t-shirt today. It's gross.
Baggy t-shirt. Come
sorry.
On. Shannon, what are you doing?
By the way, we've gotten to the point of apologizing
for not having her tits out.
She's like, sorry, y'all.
We have titties. A tip jar. That right, show them the tit jar. And when she has her titties out,
oh shit!
We give her money.
Oh. Okay.
Is it going towards new titties?
She's my legal employee.
Did she get new tits yet?
Not yet.
No?
What's the fuck?
Because they don't want to go.
She don't like her old titties.
They want me to do something gross in order to get a fundraiser to fund them. But I won't do something gross.
Oh, the word. Stand. Yeah. That's right. Stand for something and fall for anything. I'm just fucking rough.
What if we did like a titty drive or something?
A tit raiser.
What is a titty drive?
I don't know. I just thought of the word.
Oh.
But we can like somehow drive something to make
people pay for some tits.
Yeah. Well, what if
it's like the thing where people all have to keep their hand on a car for a radio station?
Oh,
like you can't take your hand off Shannon's boob for like 3 days.
No.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Really?
You ever seen an episode of Family Guy when they was all trying to get the dirt bike? So everybody had to keep their hand on dirt bike for as long, and whoever took the hand off lost. And Peter Griffin and the dude went for like 40 hours. It was funny. So same concept.
Same just concept. Yeah. Jen, would you let them do that? Would you let them put their hands on your tits?
No, titty touching. So gross.
Word.
So what would you do for a pair of new titties?
Yeah.
Nothing sexual with a fan. I won't. No.
What if they hate you? What if they're not a fan?
No, that,
what if they're like, I really don't like your practice. Just fucking hate fuck you. Yeah. I fucking hate her voice every time she talks.
See, this is the attitude they get when their dad buys them the first pair of tits.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Your dad bought your first pair of tits?
Yeah, for my birthday.
That's something I will never do that for my daughter.
Why don't you
just go
back to your dad and ask him to buy you more tits?
You know, that's a good point. He just did get me a very nice birthday present.
What did he get you? Present?
They got me, because I moved into a new apartment and it's garden level, so I don't know how air conditioners would work in there, so they got me a portable air conditioner / heating unit. Uh-huh. So I won't die during
why don't
summer.
You replace your titties with that? Your titties will also cool a room. How cool would that be if your titties...
Yeah, one takes the air in and one blows it out.
That's so funny.
I like that.
That's ventilation.
Yeah. That's ventilation. Put her in the kitchen. Shannon, stand right there while I cook this meat.
Shannon's titties are more like a fan in front of the freezer. Shannon just does not have air conditioning.
You got her pussy and her asshole involved. She gets central air.
No. Like the little fan in the PlayStation. Like that. Yeah, the little fan that keeps the PlayStation cool.
I think you should ask your dad.
Shannon's one of those little those fans you plug into the end of a cell phone. That is the quality of her titties.
Wow.
That's so terrible.
You cannot cool a room is what I'm saying.
Did he get a deal the first time around?
Was it a deal for the titties the first time around?
No. No, there was a little bit of like a cross promo deal with my dad's business at the time and the doctor. Yeah.
So it was a sweepstakes.
It only knocked off maybe like a grand or something.
Well, hold on. What was your dad's business?
It's going to be a whole thing.
Raising big titted women.
That's so funny.
Big titted women farm.
The tit farmer?
Big titty women farm.
It was in collaboration with my dad's company. Yeah. What is he doing?
So it was called Body 2000.
Body
2000. And it's a place.
That's the year she got her tits.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
it is.
Yeah. Oh, 2001 maybe.
First pair.
She got the 9/11 titties right after.
And so it was like using like electronic muscle stimulation units. So it was like an electronic gym.
An electronic gym. What? Yeah. And so
does that work? Does that get results?
Yeah, I mean, we had like people. He still like now he creates like the units themselves and like sells them. He distributes them to like people with gyms or tanning salons or spas and stuff like in California.
And they just get zapped into shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would trick your muscles.
Shannon, why aren't you in better shape?
I don't have one.
Why the fuck do you work here?
Shannon, you look fine.
Don't make robots.
I'm missing something. Yeah. Shannon,
thank you, Derek.
No, Shannon,
you're already kind of top heavy,
yeah,
right?
But you're a black guy. Black men like a thick woman.
He's
okay?
Trying to fuck.
True. Do that.
Puerto Rican men usually do too, but I'm
don't do that. Don't do that.
Everybody's picking on her. He's like, no, I think you're beautiful.
When guys put you on a girl, like, you shouldn't do that. Dude, I kind of got a minor soft spot for you, Shannon. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
okay. Shannon. See?
Yeah, we all have a soft spot for her. But it's our dicks. It's chunky as shit.
Oh my God.
My soft. That was.
Oh man,
Shannon, give me a fucking drop there. That was. Fire joke writing. There was multiple levels to that. Come on. Thank you. Master level joke writing here on the Real Ass Podcast. I mean, sometimes you got to show the kids how to do it.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them
how to
do that
fucking do it, boy. Look, our show today is going to be incredible. Okay? Lots to talk about, okay? I got Harrington doing fucking notes. He was not asleep in the garden today, which is very exciting.
Well, Harrington was working. He was working. I came in early. It's like 10:35. This motherfucker was in here typing away.
The more I thought about that, him falling asleep in the garden, yeah. I feel bad for him.
Why?
He did get here early and was trying to get his shit together and just is a bum.
I need to fire him.
I think it was shitty. The landlord could have said, hey, do you work here? Instead of telling on him.
Yeah, that's a bitch ass thing.
Just starting shit with you guys.
Yeah.
The landlord could have been like, hey man, you work here? Like, and been a person.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand why he wouldn't have if he did not know that Harrington. Because I agree with you. If it was Shannon, we talked about this a little bit. Harrington does look like a hobo.
That's also why I feel bad, because I have been mistaken for homeless as well.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta understand, like, if you look like a hobo and you're asleep in somebody's garden,
pretty healthy homeless people.
Before they say anything, good.
You look like a veteran hobo, though. Like, you look like you fought for our country at one point. Yeah,
he does. He looks
like, and now he's just fucked up.
If you were gonna have a sign, it would say, you know, you're fucking, all your credentials and why we should give you some money. Yes, Shannon?
Can I show you a picture that I took yesterday when I got here?
Let me see.
Are he asleep again?
Not again.
When I walked in yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, this is what I walked into.
No.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. Harrington.
Harrington, wait,
is he
sleep?
Not allowed to
no.
sleep?
Man.
He's texting.
Shannon,
zoom
why
in.
Shannon, I mean, literally, he might lose his job for this one. This isn't even a joke. This is crazy.
Wait.
This is crazy.
You can't do that.
Wait,
no,
zoom in.
I don't care if it's a bit. Bits, art imitates life. Life imitates art.
No,
I think he's texting.
He posed. He posed.
He's not posing.
Look at him.
He's
that's
home.
He's not that talented.
No, his phone looked like it's in his hand.
His phone is in his hand. Zoom in. He's playing Fortnite. I promise you.
It's a bit. If you start firing
look
people
at
that.
He on
bit.
That's his phone. He on his phone.
You're opening yourself to some serious problems here.
You want
to
bet?
He on the phone.
You can't fire people over bits.
This isn't a bit. This is you fucking falling asleep.
Two people know what a nap looks like.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone. His belly is in the way, but he's on the phone.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's playing Fortnite. Yeah. He just got really sloppy.
Why would you show me this? Why would you show me this?
You're a bad friend. Shannon's a devious bitch.
I said it out loud in the room, and he didn't contest it, so I figured it would be okay.
But Harrington, all you had to do was sit up straight, and this wouldn't be shit.
He can't.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. Have you showed Ralph this? I have to hide this from Ralph. You showed Ralph?
I showed it to Brian. Brian showed it to Ralph while he was recording another show.
What did Ralph say?
I wasn't here.
I mean, I can't. My mind is blown. I cannot believe that he fucking fell asleep in the garden.
That's
again.
Not sleep. He's clearly his eyes open.
He's
that's
meditating.
Sleep. Do
he's
not listen
meditating.
To me. Do not, I'm not taking a black man's.
Look at his thumbs.
In
his
all fairness,
was working.
This is justified to them because he had just eaten lunch.
Yeah. This is what African Americans consider work. This is the problem with this country. This is Chicago.
I don't consider it work,
right
but
now.
I don't consider it sleep.
No, he's on his phone. He's resting his eyes while he checks his phone.
Is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to check his phone?
He's sleeping with a duffel bag in our garden.
The duffel bag.
If he was
it
laying
worse.
On the duffel bag, okay.
Having all his possessions.
There's
next
a
to
pillow
him.
Right there. He could have been using a pillow.
He's a human duffel bag.
Listen, there's a pillow there that he's not using, so you can't say he's asleep.
He's not sleeping. He's not sleeping because he's not smart. He's not even sleeping as well as he could. That's just pointing out how dumb he is.
Dang. Harrington, I'm going to bet for you,
lazy,
man.
He's lazy and dumb. Whew. I can't even. I can't.
Dang.
Is that a rule? No sleeping in the backyard?
It was after the landlord texted us a picture saying, does this belong to you?
Wow.
After he saw what he thought was a homeless person sleeping in the
garden.
Damn.
It was the ankles, man.
But those shorts are too vibrant to be homeless people shorts. Look how bright
look at them
they
ankles.
Are.
That's why. You got them. You got them train.
Oh,
ankles.
You got them kafoots.
You know how
foot.
The bums get on the train. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I got a thing in my leg that's making it look like that. That's you got them. Let them fucking.
He's got a kafoot.
Them ankle thing. What you call it?
A kafoot.
A kafoot.
When your calf muscle your go foot. Right into your foot.
Cankle, no kafoot. Ankle. Kafoot is better. Get your kafoots up and do some work.
I can't believe it. I mean, my mind is blown. There's two or three Reddit threads about Harrington sleeping in the garden right now.
Wow.
Dang, Harrington. I'm sorry, man. Harrington the man, though. He'd be in better days, Jeb.
Yeah, what do you do for a living? Like, before you come here and nap?
This is his job.
Yeah, this is what I do. Shit.
He should go wash dishes at night or something.
No, not
he should do something else.
When?
Because this is psychotic. This is psychotic. He fucking fell asleep in the garden.
Lewis, the night before that picture was taken, I was here till 4 in the morning.
That's right, boy.
You
stand on your shit.
I was here until 4 in the morning,
Lewis. You're not even supposed to be here until after midnight.
I had to get the episode out.
You're giving me another reason to fire you.
Damn.
You're giving me another reason to fucking
what's a better reason to fire me?
You.
Being here till 4 in the morning or not having an episode of one of your biggest shows out?
I would say go home and edit the episode.
What home?
By the way,
smart
home.
I would say that your situation is impeding upon the quality of work that needs to be done because you're not supposed to be here after midnight. And if you get caught being here after midnight, it's a problem for us. In our lease, it says we can only be working until midnight. It breaks our lease.
Mm.
So, no, you're right. I would rather the episode come out the next morning than do something that could possibly jeopardize the lease in the business.
We've had the exact opposite conversation before, but I'll take that under advisement going forward.
4 in the morning? Are you fucking crazy? We've never had that conversation.
Yeah, we have. You said stay here until it gets done. I told you, I'm going to be here for hours getting this.
This is like going over a white kid's house and watching him argue with his dad.
He's a liar. He's a liar.
Like a smack.
I mean, I never gave you a time of 4 a.m. I've given you that I'm going to be here late working.
If it bleeds over a little bit.
I never gave you a time.
Like he fucking gives me something. You're right, Monroe. Like like he bestows upon me the privilege of knowing what time he's gonna be working until.
I don't know shit. I feel like I'm in between something.
See, this is how you know Harrington's been here
in
a while.
Between two ferns.
Because he was smart enough to go an episode of one of your biggest shows.
That was fly.
Just a little bit. Just tickle the balls a little while you.
That was
a real spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down.
There you go, Mary Poppins. Harrington is Mary Poppins.
Am I crazy, Shannon? Am I crazy? What would you do, Shannon?
And this is all because of this evil bitch.
No, it's all my fault. So
fucking Janice from the Muppets.
That was a Jimmy Martinez joke.
Oh, he called you Janice from the Muppets?
Yeah, when he hated me and like threatened my life.
Janice from the Muppets is so pretty funny.
Yeah, his fans love that one.
You should be pulling up Janice from the Muppets at this
I'm not.
Exact moment.
Janice from the Muppets is
fucking great.
I'm a Google.
I'm going to start. You got to connect my computer to the fucking thing where I can start pulling stuff up whenever I want. I don't want your permission anymore. I'm in charge of this fucking thing. I'm sick of it. There she is.
Oh, man.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Damn. That's like spot on.
Damn, Shannon.
Harrington kind of looks like Animal from the Muppets.
Damn. I can't even. Damn.
Ding.
Damn. God damn, that's spot on. Shannon, fuck, babe. I can't even unsee that shit now. Oh, Shannon. My erection has left the building. God damn.
Wait, I lost the only one that I was on my side.
No, you can get him back.
You probably get back.
Yeah, it's therapy.
Maybe you learn not to be a tattletale.
Yeah, you're a rat, Shannon.
I thought it was funny.
It is hilarious.
It's very funny.
Thank you, but
I sacrificed my dignity for the funny.
I can't fire Harrington over that, but I will tell you right now. Now, if he breathes wrong, it's over. It's a problem. Like, it is. It's a fucking problem.
He does look like he breathes wrong.
I yell at him about it all the time.
About his breathing,
like he breathes out of his
slurping.
Mouth.
He makes so many weird noises
when there's food and liquid on his beard after he's done eating,
and he slurps his water.
It's disgusting.
This is just
how do you slurp your water?
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Isn't today Friday?
It's Friday. You do this?
Where's the fucking guy painting the wall?
Yeah, and the tattoo artist. I'm one of the fucking
tattoo
artists. Oh, that's right.
The fuck is Eric?
I was trying to get a tattoo today.
Yeah. I'm getting a tattoo.
The fuck is going on right now? Why is nothing happening?
His tattoo night, so he's pushing it back 2 weeks.
His tattoo shop was burglarized?
What the fuck is that?
We brought in the shop. The two suspects are here.
Harry. Wow. Oh, that was good.
There we go. Thank you.
Gotta my hair is too curly to be robbing my fucking hair. You can't put me in it.
So it's 2 weeks to push it back. Well, look at that. Put me in another. Now I'm in a bad mood.
Uh-oh, the rattlesnake.
Harrington fucking. Oh,
damn, Harrington.
Yeah, man. How you feeling,
Harrington.
Bro? It's okay. Harrington. Good easy. Woosah.
You can't sleep in the garden anymore, man. I gotta have a serious conversation with you about sleeping in the garden. This is a real thing.
But it's so comfy.
I've totally fallen asleep out there too. It's just a fat man trap.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
You sit down to do a little bit of work. Next thing you know, you're being woken up by people. It happens.
It's shaded out there. You got to give him that. It's a nice little shade.
I'm not like
y'all have a pillow.
It's not as bad. Can I say it's not as bad as the other day? The other day was like 7 a.m.
Okay.
He's just a homeless person in the garden. Nobody's here. There's nothing happening.
Okay.
Why didn't you just come
We do have a comfortable environment, and we do have a nice pillow, and it's comfy. So when you lay there, when you sit there for a minute, you kind of like lay back, and you take a 15-minute break.
Yeah, some luau shit. It's some
falling asleep, but you think you would just go, hey, dude, I'm not going to personally fall asleep here for a minute because I know it was a whole thing the other day. That's the problem. It's not even so much that he fell asleep there again, right? Because I get it. If any one of us went out there right now and just sat there and rested our eyes for a moment, we might fucking snooze off for a second, right?
Yeah.
But you would, if you had just gotten in trouble for this,
you'd
thing,
be on high alert.
You would say, I'm just not going to even risk it. I'm not going to play in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Why would
and here he
come
is,
inside?
I mean, the same exact position. His phone's out, just
You got to understand, if you touch a stove and it's hot, you still got another hand. So that's what Harrington did. I was like, I'll touch it with the other fucking hand. So therefore, in a way, it's a weird, right?
I
you
agree.
Touch it when it was hot.
I get it.
So Harrington, you got to give him that. He ain't got no more hands, though.
He's got
so
feet,
Harrington,
though.
I can't,
he's got
I can't
feet, and he's a mongrel.
There you go. So I don't know. If
he's
you touch
a fucking
the oven,
ape.
Your own,
he
bro.
Will try to use his feet to do things. He's a fucking gorilla.
Can he stay inside?
Probably not.
Yeah, no, we let him stay inside. Oh, okay. Oh, can he sleep inside? No, he cannot sleep here.
Yeah, because Ralph.
He probably did sleep here.
Ralph don't look like he take much shit, though. So it's like, no, I hear how Ralph talk. Oh, Ralph about that business. So
he is, and Ralph's worse than me. You would, yeah. People think that I'm worse. Shannon, am I wrong or am I? What is going on? You always say this, and I feel like Ralph is substantially worse than me.
Ralph sounds like a boss. Things. I'll be listening to Ralph talk. It's pretty scary.
What are the different things?
You have your different things.
Give me, what are they?
Like, Ralph is very particular about, like, messes and organization.
Ralph is real cunty about that. Like, you can't put your bag down and turn around. Ralph will be like, whose bag is there?
Yeah.
I just walked in the door.
Yeah.
Actually, you've been fine lately. Nothing's even jumping to my mind right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
exactly.
You've been fine.
Exactly.
It's almost like you stopped arguing every day with somebody. It's almost like you have peace of mind.
I'm pretty sweet, okay?
You've been okay.
I'm a pretty sweet boss. Shut up, Zach. I really am. I just expect things to be fucking done. I don't micromanage. I don't come and stand over your shoulders. I don't give a fuck.
I can never do that.
I expect it to be fucking done. And then when you piss me off, I'm going to tell you in a very matter-of-fact way. So that's why people don't understand that. They don't know how to be talked to like adults, okay? And that's what it is. But Harrington, ooh, we really got to. I mean, what do you, maybe we should put a poll up.
Mike Nappington.
Just put, you know, what's them spikes they put for the pigeons so they don't perch? So just put spikes on the joint for Harrington.
They tell
so
you guys
to lay down and go to fucking sleep. That's all. Yeah. Put the pigeon spikes up for Harrington and shit, and it will be fine. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
I'll try to just keep shit. I don't want motherfuckers to get fired.
Yeah, by the way, that's how we. San Francisco for pigeons.
That's how we. that's how we found Harrington. Specifically,
on pigeons.
No, we were throwing bread at the ground, and he started eating it.
I thought he was shitting from the M train. I thought Harrington might have been squatting.
And we're like, "Oh, this thing is cute," and we fucking invited him inside. It was the biggest mistake we ever made in our entire fucking lives, was throwing that bread on the ground.
Yeah.
Harrington, hold on. Fuck, my computer's all fucked, dude. I gotta get it fixed. My space bar and my delete button. Don't work.
You got to commit to your mistakes.
That explains your tweets.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Zach. There you go, Zach.
I fucking hate you, Zach.
It's okay, man.
Dak. I can't actually. Oh, there we go. I can do this quietly while I try to host a show.
Harrington, you cool, man. I'm trying to go to bed.
Shut the fuck up, Shannon. I'll do plugs when I want to do the plugs.
You know, I take back everything I said nice about
All right, time to do plugs.
Shannon, just keep all that shit for me. Say all the nice things about Derek Gaines.
Derek Gaines, my brother, what do you got to plug?
I have to plug one thing. When's this come out?
Today.
Today.
Why? But it will be on iTunes.
Monday.
Fuck. So I'll promote what's heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, July 21st, I'm shooting a pilot with all my good friends from the 6 Foot Nothing. That'd be Monroe Martin, Dave Temple, Chloe Hilliard, Reggie Conquest, and Million Heart. We're shooting a 2-show pilot comedy show at Union Hall in Brooklyn. It's going to be fun. And what else I got? I'm in Boston in August. August 2nd. That's a Saturday, I think. I'll be there one night only at Laugh Boston telling some jokes. So yeah. The post-birthday show. That's all I got to plug.
All right, Monroe Martin.
All right. Well, you heard Derek with the July 21st Union Hall show. Right after that, July 23rd, I'll be at Fat Black Pussycat running a one-man show at 10:30.
Oh!
Then July, was it 20, one of those weekends, I'll be in the Albany Funny Bone, and then a week after that, I'll be in Edmonton. Comic strip.
Oh, you running.
So just follow me.
Oh, you running. Get on sauce. Sorry, you try to make that cookie stretch.
Hell
nigga.
Yeah, yes. Baby boy. Go see Monroe. Go see Derek. Both these guys are two of the funniest guys out there. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch horror movies.
It's a good show.
Thank you, guys.
Can we have a trailer for it?
Is the trailer up or nay? We got a trailer for tonight's episode.
Oh, shit.
Oh, for tonight's episode specifically. Oh, let's see.
Let's see if it works.
No, because then we would have to introduce Dwayne as an actual character.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have to be a person.
We have no time for none of that shit.
I believe the term is magical Negro.
Dwayne Perkins is Jeremy Saville's magical Negro in this film.
Go! My name is Loquisha, and we're going to be talking. What I'm about to share with you can never, ever leave this room. What's your problem? You going to give me a conniption, boy?
Well, it's my girlfriend.
All right, stop right there. She, like, dominated you. She out of control.
Yeah.
If you got an opportunity with this chocolate heirs, you take it. Are you blackmailing me?
No.
No, I'm just mailing you. I'm black female.
Yes.
Nobody wants to listen to no white man no more, especially not older white man like you. You ain't no 50s, right, Don?
Early 50s.
You are a better black woman than I am.
How you doing? Learning anything?
Yeah, I think you're a racist bitch.
Excuse me?
This is great.
That's a trailer.
This should actually look pretty good.
This
tonight,
looks
we are
great.
Watching. Usually we do old horror movies. Tonight is a movie that came out this month.
Loquisha.
I love it. The most tone-deaf movie.
Yeah.
I mean, every
black voice. That's what it sounded like.
Scene. I love it. Was it good at all?
It's competently thought out for a second and then falls apart at every opportunity.
Word. That's how I word a movie.
Describe this podcast.
This guy has no concept of what a story arc is. I mean,
okay.
It is the whole movie is sucking this guy's dick.
Oh, okay.
It is the funniest.
It's just ambitious.
Lost our minds left.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can't.
Good.
Wait to watch
I love
this.
It. I want to watch,
watch that shit.
I'll watch it with Zach Amico. Go Black watch Loquisha with Zach Amico. And who else is on the show?
It is me, Pockets Graham, and Chris. Fuck it. How do you say his last name? Lamadou.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be in the chat tonight. So if you guys watch it live, I'll fuck around and talk to you guys.
Hell yeah, dude. Also, guys, go check out my special, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. At Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com. Skankfest is just around the corner. We're a few weeks away. What are we? 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Me too.
I'm going to cry. It's too. Fucking nuts. It's coming upon us, baby boys. You want to be cummed upon? It's happening right now, okay? Skankfest, the number one comedy festival in the world, the number one comedy party in the world. 3 full days of nonstop fucking action. You're going to listen to me. We're going to kill some fans this year. This is going to be another level. Somebody's going to die this year at Skankfest, and you want to be a part of that. Yeah. You want to get their blood
I've
on you.
Some shit at that fest, boy.
We're giving away some tickets today. In fact, we'll do that right now, Shannon. We'll do that right now. Because you can't buy tickets anymore. You can go to InfiniteCBD.com. Thank you for Infinite CBD presenting Skankfest this year, our marquee sponsor. Some other incredible sponsors are on board as well, but we got to love Infinite CBD because they came big this year, and they wanted to be at the head of the comedy festival once again, and we love them. So InfiniteCBD.com/Skankfest. You can win tickets there, but we're going to give away some tickets right now. 573-GASLINE is the number. Caller number 16. Wins 2 passes to Skankfest. All
damn
access
right.
passes. That's Thursday night kickoff party at the Creek. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can't even buy these tickets. You couldn't buy these tickets. You can only get pre-sale all access VIP. I'm giving them away on the Real Ass Podcast. 573-GASLINE. Caller number 16 wins some passes. So you know what to do in the booth.
Yeah. Dang, that's dope. Yeah, Skankfest is crazy, bro. Shout out to those grainy hipster girls with the underarm hair that are kind of bad, though. Like, they got underarm hair, but they be having strangely fat ass.
Well, every year, Skankfest has more and more women at it. Which,
thank
like,
God.
The first year, it was like 140 dudes. At the Creek. Just literally, that was Skankfest. It was 140.
I was there.
The amount of people at a comedy show, they just all got together for a weekend and camped out. And we all just fucking didn't shower. And we all just fucking took over the Creek. And then it grew to, you know, what it is now. And the Brooklyn Bazaar, you guys are going to see, it is an entire venue of fucking the most hardcore comedy fans. It reminds me of, you know, Ozfest has a Gathering of the Juggalos type vibe. But there's some hot chicks now
but
coming out.
But yeah, man, when y'all start putting them plain Janes in the Naked Roast, that's when I was like, all right, let me hang out.
That's it. That's it. Zach, you getting ready for the Naked Roast?
What do you mean the plain?
Roasting the festival?
The girls that should be like, girls with clothes, and you'd be like, oh, she playing. But when they get naked, you'd be like, where the fuck all that come from? Like, oh, shit. Like, I saw a girl pull her jokes out of her twat.
Yeah, Allison Klein.
And then read them. And then
one of the most hardcore things Allison Klein.
I was like, damn. Then you get pissed, your own piss or Shafir's piss thrown in your face. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Well, these aren't good things that are happening. You're naming all the reasons not to come. And
I mean, that looked fun. All that shit sounds fun.
No, it's she was dope. I was like, wow. That shit blew my mind.
We're gonna change the game this year. A couple other additions we can announce now. Gilbert Gottfried added to Skankfest. David Tell added to Skankfest. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast added to Skankfest. It's gonna be, listen, more and more people keep on being added as the weeks are coming on. So make sure you guys, where are we at? All right, put them through. Is this the winner?
Yep.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wait, is that on? Ready?
Tickets with Kenka.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
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 Hey, what's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, my name's Carrie. I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh, that's so cool.
Maryland.
But here's the problem, Carrie. You're actually number 15. They lied. You're not the winner.
Yeah, I figured Mike Harrington was being such a dick.
Yeah, he's the worst. I would blame him. I would blame him. I said, this time I said only put through the winner, and then he actually put it through anyway, and I'm sorry. And they sent me a note. I wish I could give you something. I wish I can, but the rules...
Okay, I'm coming anyway, but thank you.
You're coming anyway. Fuck yeah, she's wanted some extra tickets to bring some whores. I love it. I love it.
I would love to bring you some.
I know, see? God damn it, Harrington, you fucking fat fool.
Dang.
Homeless bitch.
Dang.
All right, thank you very much, Carrie. Thanks for calling. Put through the real winner now.
Oh, it's gonna be some fucking dude.
Dude.
Dude, what's going on? What's up, bro?
Am I gonna go to the show?
Hold on, I gotta finish eating my ham. Bro, I'm so excited.
He's on.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Dang.
Are you hung up?
Are you still talking to me?
Oh, wow. It's still it's Carrie.
We are now.
You stupid fucking idiot.
Harrington. Ooh. He be fucking up.
He really good at napping,
Harrington
though.
Be fucking up.
Harrington, napping time.
It was a napping job or competition.
You're killing it right now.
He'd be crushing it, you know.
If Harrington shaved, he looked like the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
I made him shave once.
If he shaved, he looked like the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2. Kevin, run! That's this.
Oh, she brought that shit up quick.
Yep.
Good job.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We still remember Janice.
Hey, what's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom in Philly.
Tom in Philly. Well, guess what, Tom in Philly?
What up, baby?
You are... going to Skankfest.
Yes!
Yeah, good on that.
Two passes, all access, kickoff party. You're going to bring a whore? Hot whore, please?
You know it, book.
Right, he's going to bring a hot whore. Tom's bringing a hot whore.
Oh, great. Some Philly trash.
Everyone can bang Tom's girlfriend.
She knows she's considered a hot whore. She probably go, I thought we were dating.
Tom, are you going to bring a hot whore then?
Oh, girl, you dating.
Is it a girl you're dating or just
someone? I'm going to bring a hot whore.
Hot whore.
She's going to be my date.
She's your date, but can
and I will be fucking her.
Can everybody?
Yeah. Can we pass her around?
Jesus. Ain't no fun unless the homies get some. That's what they say.
He said he guessed.
You guess so? Good.
I'll do my best.
You'll do your best.
That don't sound promising.
That don't sound promising at all.
Tom, that other chick, Carrie, was ready to bring a bunch of hot whores. We were going to fucking ravage those pigs.
We can run a train.
We can run a train on her?
Yeah, we can run a train on her.
Okay. All right. As long as you're there, you're okay with it?
Say that again?
As long as you're there, you're okay with it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tom's coming to Skankfest!
Dude is a whole scumbag.
Running the train and Harrington's in the sleeping
he
car.
He said, running the train.
Oh, shit.
Harrington's heating up a can of beans with the light on. All right, put him on hold. Get his information. Get him a couple passes. All access passes. SkankfestNYC.com. Also, you could win a pair of passes plus airfare to we're doing that, right? If you email realassofficial@gmail.com with the number one what is it called? Random act of kindness. You gotta show us proof. It's gotta be incredible. I'm not giving it to anybody. If you don't send something dope, I'm not just giving it to the if three people enter and one person fucking wipes a booger on an old lady and that's the nicest thing that somebody does, you're not coming to Skankfest. Okay, you have to do something impactful. I want to see something incredible.
What if they pay for Shannon's titties?
If you pay for,
oh, that'd be great.
If you pay for Shannon's titties, you can come to Skankfest. Straight up. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I'm dead ass. If you just fine. Good idea.
Yeah.
If you pay for Shannon's titties, you get the Skankfest all access passes with the airfare.
Damn.
I mean, yeah. That's
set up.
And Shannon will buy you a drink. And if you're hot, she will fuck you. Is that part of the deal?
It's true. It'll be 16 months since I've had sex, so my standards are dropping.
Like any types of sex? Yes. Like, even like.
Well, diddling yourself don't
count. I've made out. That's the only thing.
And you, damn.
I haven't had sex in 16 months.
What are you waiting for? What are you holding off for?
My birthday.
You just, what, you trying to reboot down there?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just haven't met.
She's trying to reset the system.
You trying to reboot down there? Trying to reset the system?
Yeah. Like you do a Nintendo cartridge?
Blow the pussy off and make sure it's clean for the... I got you.
It sounds like a harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, this thing needs some tuning.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, why did you stop?
No, I just haven't met anybody. Like, I can't. I have to connect with someone. I don't have one-night stands. So I
like these grease balls and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't met anyone I want to have sex with.
No, I just want a good old one-night stand.
We don't see our password.
Good for Shan. That's right. You know.
Yeah.
She know her worth. That's nice.
16.
You're trying to get more titties? Like, so they take those out and put two more in? Or, like, how does that work?
No, yeah. I think somebody's going to end up buying your titties to get to the Skankfest.
That's fine.
Wait, can they have the old ones?
Sure.
Oh, shit. Totally.
No, one. I want one.
Okay.
Shannon, I'm taking one of those fucking titties. I swear to God, it's going to be sitting here in a jar of formaldehyde floating like a fucking carnival baby.
Bobby's got Patrice's hat. We have Shannon's titties.
You think I'm kidding, Shannon? I swear to God. Okay. If we get your titties for Skankfest tickets and for... That's airline passes, too. To be honest with you, you know, if they're coming in from... I might find somebody internationally. It's fucking psychotic, okay? Yeah. But if they're coming in, you know, that's... They're getting, you know, like $1,500
saving. That's
all, just off the... Well, that's not most of it.
How much is the titty?
It's going to be around between $6,000 and $8,000.
Damn, four per?
You got to throw a hotel in there.
Four per? You got to tell.
I don't know if I can get the discount anymore, man.
$8,000?
Eight grand.
Can they stay at your apartment?
They ain't never going to suck.
No one's going to want to stay in Staten Island during Skankfest. I'm not even staying in my apartment.
Throw it in there. Just throw it in.
You got to make it a bundle.
They can hang out in my hotel room. They can't sleep there.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I'll be hanging out in your hotel room.
Not by myself. I'm not going to be there by myself.
Okay, cool.
I'll be there the whole weekend.
Like a tea party. Y'all can have a tea party with Shannon, right?
Shannon dresses me with her eyes every time I come into the studio. Now that I'm single, Shannon fucking, she's trying. I'm like, beat it, pig.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Not happening. Even if you weren't my employee. I say that to her face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, Skankfest, act of kindness. If you buy Shannon titties, it goes above everything else, all right? What do you want me to say? this was an interesting story. Hmm. What happened with these people in Dominican Republic?
Oh, shit, I keep hearing they turn up dead, right?
Yeah, what happened?
So, there was one couple, and they were found dead in the hotel room in this one hotel in DR. And 2 days later, a woman, like perfect health, she was celebrating her 8-year wedding anniversary with her husband, and she just drops dead in the hotel also. She had only had one drink. That was it.
Wait, how old is she?
You have it, Harrington? 33?
Whoa.
She was
33. What part of DR was this?
Part of DR.
Because I was just in DR.
He's going to find the name of the resort in a second. So now a third couple just reported... getting sick after eating there, and it seems like they're linking it to pesticides coming through the air vents.
That makes sense.
Whoa.
My wife, we went to DR, and she came back, and she had all these, like specks, like something got sprayed on her. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was, like, blistering and all that shit, and we had to go to, like, the hospital and then a dermatologist.
What resort is that?
We stayed in Punta Cana at, like, this place called the Princess something. It was
this
dope.
This is Grand Baja Principe Hotel.
Where?
That's where I stayed in Jamaica.
Is it?
A year and a half. I swear to God. Grand Bahia Principe. I swear to God. That's literally where me and Kim stayed. Not this past time because we did a villa last time because I'm fucking...
Oh, but
I hate it.
But where? Like what part of the DR was
it,
like,
son?
Yeah, make sure.
That's
some outbreak shit. Yeah. That's
La Romana?
I don't know what that is.
I don't like the La Romanese. Yeah. They're not good people.
See, that's why I don't go vacationing, man. I stay in New York.
I'm taking my son to Puerto Rico in 6 days. We're going.
Puerto Rico is fine. Puerto Rico is just like New York.
Yeah.
But not.
This is the resort? Yeah, the Grand Bahia Principe, La Romana.
It's like New York, but with less Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, so funny.
It's a lot.
Yeah, so this is a pretty big resort. The Grand Bahia is like a big, they have them all over the Caribbean.
Yeah, fuck that.
But I did not like it. In Jamaica, the food, it was some of the worst food I've ever eaten in my entire life. It was fucking awful, dude.
I told you that, though. You was like,
fuck that.
We're going to have personal service.
No.
He did that the second time.
We did that the second time.
And it was better?
Doggy, the food was... I mean, I'm going... there's no way. I will never do a vacation. I will never do, like, an all-inclusive thing again.
Yeah.
I'm going to Jamaica and get in a villa every time. It was so fucking good. I talked about it so many times on the show, so I don't want to bore people. But
he got slaves.
Look, I got slaves. Yeah. If you want to be honest with you, they didn't care. You know, they knew we were thought of them that way. They enjoyed the experience as well. We were nice slave owners. We weren't violent. You talk about slave owners. Not everybody. I don't think everybody was a piece of shit slave owner, right? There had to be good people, right?
I don't think so.
It was economical.
I think no.
You think they were all beating them?
Yes.
No.
What the fuck?
They sure weren't paying them. They weren't tipping them.
No, they bought them. That were their property. But that was the times, man.
What do you mean that was the times?
It was.
We were good.
You weren't tipping your slaves. Come on.
So you tipped your slaves.
You know, but wasn't it sort of just the times? If you were rich and white, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But this, maybe you're right.
Go ahead.
But if black people feel like white people are evil for this exact reason, then I get it. It's not wrong.
That's why black people don't tip.
No. We.
That's why black people don't tip.
Ah, Shannon. That was all right.
Tipping is our reparation money.
I got to raise a cup.
We keeping that shit. We were like, tip you for what?
Tip you for what, motherfucker? Nah, because, you know, black people were currency back in the day.
Hey, you're also wearing the same orange shorts that you were wearing in the garden yesterday. I hate you.
Yeah.
You can wear shorts for like 3 days.
That shirt look
I don't know if that's true.
What? Not in the summer. Not when you're homeless, not showering.
It's about what
fucking
happened. We're mad at white people after slavery. Because after slavery, that's when y'all were like, no education. We killing all of y'all. We putting y'all in prison.
Yeah, y'all tried to re-slave us.
Yeah, you was like, how the fuck y'all?
But
what, Indian
but
givers.
Were white people.
Big term.
That's
give
also a racist term, I believe, right? Indian giver. Doesn't that mean, like, because the Indians gave us America for like $8 and then they're bitching about it? Isn't that where the origin
Indians
of Indian
didn't
giver?
Give y'all shit.
Nah, it's
is that I always assumed that was what the origin of Indian giver was we bought
look at
we
Shannon,
bought,
look it up.
We bought
I actually read
Manhattan.
On this. It's actually something you got to look it up. Look up Indian giver. It's an actual thing.
Look up Indian giver. But say that because I want to ask as well. Like at the time, if you were a rich person in the fucking 1800s or whatever, whenever slavery was fucking in its peak, right?
Literally every time before then.
Yeah, and before that.
Yeah,
but if you were a rich person, was it? I'm saying, could you be a morally good person and be a slave owner? Could you know what I'm saying? Like, were they, or was it all like people that had a person that was beating their slaves out back and that's how it was done? It was a very violent.
A Caesar Milan type dude training the slaves. I didn't mean to say like, but that's how it kind of went.
Justin Silver's great-great-grandfather?
The person who was like rich.
Hold on, I speak slave.
Hired somebody to handle the slaves.
Yeah.
They would be like, I'm paying you to discipline these slaves.
And that guy was always a dick. So
so slaves got treated bad. Ain't no slave seen something spilling. Don't worry, I got your back.
That's fucking crazy. So if you was the rich white man, you basically got a consultant
to
come in.
You hired a specialist.
Yeah. You hired a poor white person who couldn't afford slaves, but that can train you how to deal with them. Poor whites couldn't handle slaves.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
But
Democrats had slaves.
But no, from watching a lot of slave movies, y'all evil fucks, it was basically... Y'all had reputations. Like, there was a good slave owner, but if you go,
even
if you
a
get
good
transferred
slave
to
owner.
Another yard.
Oh, you can get sold to some fucking,
you
you're
get
like,
sold
oh, shit.
To a killer. Like, I remember we had to get through 12 years of slave.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm saying this is real shit.
You get sold to a killer.
Yeah,
let me tell you. You get sold to a killer because Benedict Cumberbatch was the good slave guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when he punished the slave, he was like, you know what I had to do to keep you from getting killed? Now I gotta transfer you to Michael Fassbender, Magneto's slave camp, and that motherfucker's known to break niggas. That's what he said in the movie. So there was all kinds. There was ones that was hip to the Underground Railroad. Okay, y'all can go. Just don't wake me up. And then there was the whippy
white. Right,
And Magneto was a whippy white.
Because I didn't get to figure there had to be just like, it was part of the economy, right? At the time, it was like part of the economy to be productive, like, that's how people were sort of getting ahead. It's wrong, obviously, but it's almost like it's even more evil because like you had these people who were like good people that morally felt like very like justified.
Because it was
biblical. It was like they were dogs in the back.
They backed it with Bible. That's why all this shit fucks me up because they all backed it with Bible.
It's almost more evil. It's more evil than the people who were just fucking evil themselves whipping slaves. The ones who were like thought that they were in some sort of like good. That's like.
But backed it with scripture. That's why I was like, God. Damn,
the same argument you do now for why the minimum wage shouldn't be 15, Lewis 200 years ago would have been, What, you expect me to pay them to work here? I bought them.
That's not true. That's not true. I argue about the minimum wage because I think that people, I think.
But that's back then is how you ran. Those plantations wouldn't have been sustainable with a paid workforce.
I don't want to get into the minimum wage debate. Don't even fucking get me going, Zach.
But nigga,
even
you heard about Chick-fil-A. They went up to $17 an hour. Called
good
living wage.
But minimum wage, it's all about, you can raise the wages, but then they cut your hours. And that's usually what
and
happens.
And also, they raise the price of the product. They figure out ways to automate things. They bring in machines and kiosks. Look at Taco Bell.
They cut people. Yeah.
So there's not, it's not actually... When a burger it costs twice as much money, then it doesn't. What do you want me to say? It doesn't matter. You're just devaluing the dollar, so it's just not an answer.
I wasn't talking about the minimum wage. I'm talking about how that was the similar argument 200, 300 years ago.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I just think that that's not necessarily the answer. And coming from, you know, a business owner, just throwing more money at the employees isn't necessarily going to get more work. We might have to get rid of one of the employees because we can't afford to pay everybody. We're just, especially businesses that are reinvesting into their own business.
Or transfer them to another podcast network where they're not going to get treated as well.
You want to go work for Ryan?
Bring them over. There's no need for apology.
You going to work a compound boy?
Yeah, you want to fuck him?
Dude, the slave's getting away.
Yeah, Shannon would do that.
Yeah. So
that was Bobby Kelly.
The what did we have you look up, Shannon?
Indian Giver.
Indian Giver.
What was the origin of that? Indian Giver is an American expression used to describe a person who gives a gift and later wants it back or who expects something. It is based on cultural misunderstandings that took place between European settlers and indigenous people whom they traded. Okay, so yeah.
Basically, Native Americans didn't have a concept of owning land. They thought when they traded for it, that there was like, oh, you get to stay here, but it's everybody's.
Oh, shit.
While the Europeans were like, oh, we're buying this, you fucking dumb savages. This is ours now, stupid.
Hey, dum-dum, you got to go.
That's so fucked up.
Goddamn.
Y'all are inherently evil. That's
some evil shit.
Y'all motherfuckers are just pure evil. Like,
it ain't sneezy, beat it.
Y'all came from the mountains of some goofy-ass European cave, and y'all just been fucking barbarians ever since. Good for y'all, man. Way to hold up.
We gave him six rabbits. He gave me New York.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
That's low-key my favorite part of Blazing Saddles, that they traded all the land for the fucking ball on a paddle.
Oh, no.
Because they're like kids. They love them.
So fucked up.
Ah, it's America delightful. It is delightful. Dude, American history is so evil.
Fucked up.
American history stinks.
It stinks,
it's
dude.
Evil.
It is built on, so, like, you ever see the movies where it be the dude standing on a bunch of skulls and shit? That is the same shit. The American flag is atop a bunch of skulls.
Yep.
Just what the fuck? Like,
it's a badass tattoo, though.
Right,
like,
but
imagine
it's still,
you have that on your back
you
or you
do that
your
shit.
Hell yeah,
but
dude.
Just a mountain of skulls and American flag on top. That's white
just
America.
Fucking
right
boom, right there.
Nasty. Yeah. God damn.
Come on, man.
I gotta go soon. God
there's
damn.
There's worse countries though. Come on, man. If you looked at the history of most countries, I'm sure it's just as evil.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm just dumb as shit, dude. But if you looked at the history of England,
yeah.
I don't know, but I'm assuming they were pretty shitty to brown people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Brown people hate them.
Oh, you mean that country
now.
That conquered the world almost?
Yeah, I just assume.
How about China? I bet China was pretty rough. I think China's still pretty rough to people.
Yeah, it's not. You know,
it's not exclusively white. It's more
it
power.
It's almost like my personal philosophy. It's like, you know, whatever, man. You could wherever you live, you know, you can fucking.
You're gonna deal with whatever. Like China has.
There's just variables. It's just
shit.
Different factors. You can play. You have to win the game of life, right?
Yeah.
And the place you're at, the people you interact with, all these
the color
things,
of the piece.
They're good. They're good. They're bad. You know. Then there's going to be more good and more bad for some people, and that sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we should be teaching people is to play the game and win, not trying to move around the variables and trying to fix everything and make everything even, because that's never going to happen. But you can still fucking win. I was born of a fucking heroin addict, prostitute, and a fucking guy who was murdered outside of a strip club, and I'm doing okay.
Was it the place where she worked?
No, listen, she was low rent, doggy. You have a place.
That'd be great.
But I've done some decent things with my life, and it's not because I am any smarter or more articulate or any of that. I'm not, actually. The reality is it's because I recognize that I can do things, and I recognize that you can still win at that fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other people, they sit there and they go, oh, shit, I work a job that sucks, and they hate, you know, where they live, whatever it is.
And they put too much time in seething and and thinking about their obstacles versus just
doing. Create, yeah. Move. Mm-hmm. You know,
keep it moving. You have simple to keep as that. Moving.
You got
to
keep on moving.
Yeah, but born in any place, yeah, like China. You can't say whatever you want. They banned Google. That shit is crazy.
Well,
damn.
Yeah. Like, banned it.
That's right, because you went. You tell me about all this shit.
I couldn't Google shit. And I was hearing theories. Like, for real, they really think black people can, like, withstand, like, high temperatures. They were, like, testing that on people. They think that our skin can, like, withstand more temperatures than
you can?
Skin. No.
Oh. Well, we got, it's just brown.
It's just the color.
I mean, slightly,
I
though. What, hold on. There's some truth there. Slightly.
No.
No, we got thick skin because with insults were good. Yeah, that's
no, metaphor. Yeah, but the I'm same we burn literal, at the same degree.
The actual heat outside, but can't you?
No, Lewis.
No,
no. It just doesn't.
Are you saying
show.
You have to set the oven differently for black people?
Oh, now that was a very introspective Holocaust joke. I like that. But no, we are. You know, our skin absorbs sun better than y'all.
Yes, that's
but
only what I'm saying. Like
you can still get
on
sunburned,
average,
you
just,
can still get. All that shit.
Yeah, I got eczema and all that shit.
Doesn't the heat bother you less than it bothers Zach? When you go out in the sun, not, and forget him being fat because that's another level, but I'm saying when you go out in the sun on August fucking hot New York City day, 104 degrees,
it's just
does
the
it,
same
if there was some sort of way to measure how much it actually bothered you and actually how much it like, whatever, speeding up your heart rate, there's different ways to measure like actually your body.
Yeah, but I could get in a pool.
That's awesome.
We have pool parties.
We have pool parties.
Yeah, but you guys just dance around the pool.
We dance around the pool. But we still have a pool, your son's bit. Yo,
it's just white chicks on floaty things in your pool while you guys dance around them.
Hey, I ain't fucking up these Tims.
Is it here? Yeah, it's here.
What happened? You gotta go?
I gotta go. I got a car.
Get out of here? Oh, shit.
Yeah, but thank you, fellas. Always a good time. Finish out strong. Yeah, stay good.
Well, that was literally a gang activity.
No, yeah.
Well, all right, spray this place up.
Yeah. That was crazy. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
No, nothing's going to happen.
You do skank hands.
No, I can't.
You can't do a skank shake again? What skank
no, hands? I mean I won't.
Skank shake. You do this, and then you come up, and you make skank hands. So it's we both create skank hands in that moment.
Oh, wait, like when it's not on camera.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, so you just do it.
Just that.
That's nice. Pretty dope.
That should be a shirt, the diversity hands, skank hands.
I'll do it. I'll be the hand.
That's so pandery, though. So fucking pandery. What, Harrington?
One study finds that black people are actually more susceptible to heat waves than white people and Hispanics.
Because y'all leave us outside longer. Yeah.
When you leave black people in a van, you have to leave the windows down. Leave a note.
Leave us down.
Yeah, I mean, if you could sort of position any study in any way, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some other shit there. It's not they're not more susceptible. They're more.
How are you trying to go against the study?
They're more likely to fall asleep outside. That's a factor. Harrington is more susceptible to heat waves than the rest of the guys' digital staff.
Yes, yeah.
It's a fact. Am I wrong or am I?
Yeah, we have to check on him.
Yes,
that's just because y'all make them sleep outside.
Yeah, but doesn't retain, like the color black retain heat and
but not
white
the skin.
Reflects it? I mean, just the color.
I guess.
Listen to me,
like
I
a white car and a black car.
If the day's hot enough, I feel like I can cook an egg on the back of Monroe's hand.
No, I'm telling you.
We grits
get
on
sunburned.
The
get all that shit. You want them sunny side?
You got those big fucking hands, too. They're like fucking pants.
Flip it.
I've been working on this churro for 3 days.
Gents, let's take a moment and talk about Infinite CBD. I love Infinite CBD. Skankfest sponsor this year, sponsor of so many different things, including my tour. Help me put together my special. Love Infinite CBD. They're an incredible company that supports comedy, but they also offer the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available anywhere in the world. Okay, CBD gives you all the benefits of marijuana without actually getting you high. If you guys have anything from physical pain to insomnia to anxiety, so many different benefits of CBD, do a little bit of research, do a little bit of a Google research, and see if CBD can help out you or a family member. Infinite CBD uses a double extraction method followed by refining the CBD. The end result, Infinite CBD products are over 99% CBD. and other companies are using oils, not actual CBD. This is the purest CBD you can find anywhere, and it's third-party tested for guaranteed purity, okay? So right now, go to infinitecbd.com, and you can see their entire line of products. It can help you live a healthier life, and if you use the promo code RAP15, R-A-P-15, you save 15% off your entire order. Once again, that is infinitecbd.com. Use the promo code RAP15, save 15%. All right, where were we? So what else here? We have a fan song submission, right? What happened? A fan submitted a song?
Yeah, it's from Siggy Sour.
Siggy Sour. He also follows me on my my Twitch, guys. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been twitching a lot lately, guys. I've been doing
games? What game?
I play Fortnite. That's really it.
Oh, okay.
That's really it. But maybe I'm going to get into some other ones eventually. But right now, I've been on a tear. I've been doing okay. I'm much better at Fortnite than I was. I'm starting to Twitch regularly. Thursday morning streams every week I'm doing for sure at 9 a.m. But yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead, Shannon. So you say,
I'm a professional podcaster. This is what I do. Hit it.
How do you not hit your girlfriend if you don't headbutt the wall?
I fuck the wall and headbutt my girlfriend.
She has two dead tits growing on her chest right now. She can't afford to have them replaced. They're going to seep into her body and kill her.
They put 80-year-old tits on Shannon.
Some women, you know, love to laugh and have a good
time. I also make them laugh.
Laugh, bitch!
You're a funny motherfucker, dog. Nobody gives me credit for that.
I walked into this grocery store the other day. I see this guy. He's got Cheetos and M&M's. He's got Sheepo brand fruit punch. He goes, my wife just had an operation. She can only eat certain foods. An operation? Would she have a clitorectomy?
I know the punchline. It makes me laugh every time.
And Shannon was like, she goes, I could totally see you guys for sexual harassment. And me and Ralph went, yeah, if you did that, we would rape you to death. You sue me for sexual harassment, you will never live because of the amount of rapes that you will get.
It's got to be a crime.
What? It's a bit.
She's dead.
I stay away from cocaine now.
Is this the fentanyl one?
People that listen to the show, they clap actually when I'm introduced audibly, out loud.
Oh my God, it's Lewis.
Do you think I haven't lived my life the way that I live my life all my life? I'm quick at talking. Okay, I just fucking hit him out.
It's like a big toe hanging off her pussy.
Thank you. Wow. That was great. You know, I forget how great I am. I really forget every once in a while. I forget how great I am. And I do
you
great
have
things.
To remind yourself.
And I say great things. Yeah. The more people should be putting together quotes of mine in great ways. I'll reward you guys. Go do it. I don't have time to clip my own quotes because that would be also kind of douchey. But you guys should. Yeah. You know, if you're out there, I mean, shit like that, I love. Am I not brilliant? Every point that I made there was fucking goddamn brilliant.
Very on brand.
Yeah. I'm the fucking best. My life philosophy, my business philosophy, you know.
What's your business philosophy?
Oh, there's a lot to it.
Then what's your life? What's the shortest one?
The shortest philosophy that I have. Oh my God! There's nothing short. I've been talking about it all. Even where I just talked, I gave you my whole philosophy about fucking playing your cards, but it not mattering what the variables are. Those things are always going to change. You can still fucking win. Yeah. That's all my business philosophy.
But change is change is inevitable. Everything changes.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
There is another submission. Compilation of
what?
You.
Is there a compilation? Who made this compilation?
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say here? It's like, what do you want me to fucking say, dude?
I don't know what to tell you guys.
I mean, doggy, come on, what are we doing here, Shannon?
Who's that?
What are we doing here? Are we gonna
my girlfriend.
What are
my
we
new
doing
one to
want to
be.
What are we
sexy.
Doing
young,
here?
Younger than Kim, which I
it's
like.
Even a fucking, like, yeah, fine, Shannon, get cute nieces and nephews, but I mean, what are we doing here? We need to get a pedal on the phone. 573 gas lines. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do? What am I supposed to say?
They made those 13-year-olds look 20.
What am I supposed to say?
I'm not going to lie.
All right, I say that a lot. I got it, Jimmy. Thanks. I got it.
So what do you want me to do, Dougie?
Yeah, I speak the way I speak, and I influence the way people speak, too, by the way.
It's sickening.
Yeah, how many people say fucking doggy now?
Every man that works here says it.
Yeah. All the fans, they say it, and they get in the beginning. They go, "Hey, what up, doggy? Oh, I'm an idiot, doggy."
That is very true. Anybody
they
I
mock
see
me
outside of this, like in comedy, "What up, doggy? How are you?" I'm like, oh,
"That's
yeah,
right."
You work
They've
guy.
Been fucking
Yeah, they're on board. Look at him. Look at him. Funzilla, too. You goddamn right, baby boy. Yeah. That one, too. That one's catching on, too. What do you want me to say? I'm an influencer. I'm an influencer.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? I don't know what
I mean,
you want
me to say. I mean, my ding after the thing is
shut up.
Ding has
shut
really up. Caught on.
Shut up.
I hear it in my sleep.
Yeah, I...
But it does sound condescending in a way, like, what? Oh, Shannon's here. Ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
Shannon's a real... Ding.
I don't even try, really. You know? I get to just be this, and it all just comes out. At this point, it's very natural. Yeah. The flow is very natural.
Get it.
Yeah, because I'm doing these Twitch streams now, and people are like, damn, dude, you already broadcast for like 9 hours a week. How are you talking even more? And I don't have to think about it. It's nice to think about
you
it. We
talk
have these
to
notes.
People?
Yeah, I play with the guys that I play with.
Okay.
Denim Dan, Irish Joey O'Neill, Hershock. Yeah. Those are my boys. I'm closer to them than I am to my real friends.
Mm.
I share secrets with them. But these are notes. I look down and I'm like, oh, that's fucking great. You know, I have something to talk about if I want to, but I don't need to. I can just fucking talk about boogers. Let's start the conversation about boogers, Harrington.
Let's talk about boogers.
But no, the point that I was making is here's what they do on Twitch. This is what I found out because I've been Twitching lately.
Should I start a Twitch?
Do you play video games?
Hell yeah. But I don't play, I'm not like, I play like RPGs and shit, you know?
What's
like right now, well not.
Role playing games
or adventure games or action games. Right now I'm playing Days Gone. The game is really fucking dope. It's like Walking Dead meets Sons of Anarchy.
I like the evolution of gameplay for me. It's really about like just getting in there and just figuring out like, that's my ADD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The reason I get into fucking fidget spinners and fucking kendamas and all these dumb little toys because I get to be fidgety and I get to, and the Xbox controller is sort of that, it really feeds that. The way you harvest.
Lewis doesn't want something with a storyline.
Not at all.
Oh, really?
The way you harvest for materials like, you know, you feel the crunch of the trees and it feels different than the bricks. And it's like, there's all these little like things that sort of like hit on these, you know, fidgety fucking little ADD asshole things for me that's why I sort
it's
of go
tactile
back.
Tactile for you. It's about the touch and the
feel. Yeah, everything, you know, I really like it. So that's why I sort of go to that game and I play it a lot and I've gotten okay at it at this point.
Yeah.
But the way Twitch works is it's based off of tipping, right? Yeah. That's what I found out.
I didn't know that.
So you go on Twitch, and then they're like, yeah, dude, I fucking, that was great. Here's $5. And you have all your people in your chat, and they start tipping you. And you make some cash every day while you're streaming. And the longer you stream, the more tips you make. And it just sounds so gay. I mean, I can't. I said this to everyone in the chat. They're like, dude, get yourself verified. You know, we want to tip you. And I said to them, I was like, don't ever tip another man for playing video games.
Yeah.
That is fucking psychotic. That is.
It sounds too much like begging.
Dude, yeah. it's just like even
it's something you're supposed to be doing just to be like, hey, I'm killing time. Y'all should kill time.
Yeah,
with
me. Come subscribe for the podcast.
Yeah, what are you, a fucking cam girl?
That's exactly what it feels gross. Like. Like I'm just like showing my titties, like tip me a tip, and I mean that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Do never tip an adult man playing video games. He shouldn't be paid for that. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say. I you know, I'm not like fine. If you're a professional level, there's guys like Ninja and Tfue and these motherfuckers. They're so good where they've made it their lives.
Yeah.
I guess fine, but still, you shouldn't tip them. If my son wanted to tip another man for playing a video game, I would break my peaceful parenting philosophy. I'd beat the fucking shit out of him physically with a fucking weapon. What, Harrington?
With Twitch, right, you can do the tipping thing, right? And I agree that is weird and gross or whatever. But if you do get verified, people can subscribe to your channel. Right. And that that means like you pay for a trip subscription and some of that money then gets diverted to you. So if you're the only content creator they enjoy on Twitch, they should be allowed to follow you and then give you like a monthly amount of money on there.
Still, fine. That's not bad. But I would rather them subscribe to Gas Digital, buy a T-shirt, go see me live. There's a way for me to transfer those fans over and I would rather just do it for free. What would be the benefit for me besides making a little cash?
Well, the other side of it is if you have an Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, you automatically get one free Twitch subscription. And a lot of people don't use that. So either give it to yourself or give it to you. Why not?
Mm. It's just gay. Fair. I don't know. You know, it's just a little gay. I'm not hating, but, you know, if you're...
Yeah, that's one level above having, like, a wish list of, like, fucking toys you
want. Well, we have that, actually, Zach. We do have an Amazon wish list. What's on our wish list?
We've never checked it.
You gotta give me a second to think of where I even set that up.
It is.
I do remember doing it. It was when we were at the old studio.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Mullen put a weightlifting vest on it.
That's right, yeah.
And I think you put a, like one of those pop fucking toy things.
And I got some. I got it.
Funko Pop? Which
one? Funko Pop, yeah.
Captain Spaulding from House of a Thousand Corpses.
And what did I put? It was like a sword.
Patrick sold it to me.
It was a sword or something? I don't know what it was.
He collects them too.
Yeah. So yeah, we had an Amazon wish list, and nobody bought us my things. Or they bought? Did a fan buy you yours?
No, you bought it. Patrick saw I wanted it and gave it to me for like $150 less than it goes for online.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
That's dope.
Did you see this story?
He lost money.
There's a child with autism. He was given the most annoying male award by his teacher.
Yeah, it was like end of year awards for the class.
Yeah, the teacher gives out awards. And the problem is, this is why you can't have fucking dippy broads teaching. You had some 23-year-old idiot who just, she hasn't lived life yet. Everyone's younger and younger.
Yeah.
23 today is not what 23 was even 10 or 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's just becoming younger and younger and younger. And sort of that online life is taking over more of your real life. And it's very easy to be immature and very easy to like be reactionary and not give your real self in this world. It's fucking, you know. It's a little bit, I just think people are growing up in a very different way, and they're growing up slower.
They get the hide a lot longer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to put it.
Because, you get to be whoever you want online, on your social media, and then even in person, we got that no shaming thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Which I don't. I don't adhere to that. I shame everyone that I meet.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you're grown.
Yeah.
But kids coming up in it. Wow, we can't make fun of each other.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
I don't know how people make friends if they can't make fun of each other.
Yeah. It was also maybe just, it's how you get a thicker skin. That's sort of like a part of it as well. You have to take those lumps once in a while.
I mean, we also just didn't call them autistic how many years ago?
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, I don't think we called people autistic. We just said they were fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they were slow, or they were fucking special. Yeah. They were special ed kids.
You'd be like, oh, all right. Because
I'm sure there's been
again.
Autistic kids. Probably the same amount. We've just never diagnosed it.
I was just on the receiving end of the being made fun of for the most part. I wasn't the bully as much as the bullied. And I did bully to a certain degree. There was one Indian girl that I tortured, I remember.
Mm.
This girl was not attractive. And I used to let her know it every day to her face.
You kind of wanted to fuck.
No.
Time into it.
I did not want to fuck this girl.
Never.
I will tell you with a clear conscience, no questions asked. I just thought this girl was ugly, and I don't.
You couldn't get raped on a bus in your home country. Your family worships you.
One of my favorite jokes from when I was a kid. You know, I love bully jokes, right? But it's why do Indian women have that red dot on their forehead? It's not going to hurt. I promise. I won't hurt you. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because people keep on going up to them being like, you are so fucking ugly.
Growing up, my dad's side of the family called them push starts and pull starts because of the engine on a boat.
Uh-huh.
The two kinds is either the pull start, where you pull the ripcord, that's turbines, and push start is the button on the engine.
Funny. See, we don't think of none of that. That's why y'all racist. That's why white people are evil.
Well, black people are racist too, but
we don't think about that shit.
It's not. It's more built into an acceptable. Sorry, so check this out. Like black people in the hood, if you walk the hood, you're white. You'll just be like, "What up, white boy? Crack a motherfucker." That's nothing. But
I mean,
there's nothing evil about it.
Not really.
No, they will though. I'm telling you.
Not now. What area are you walking in with a white guy in a black neighborhood and black people are outside?
If you go into the projects and you talk to them about white people, forget, let's say there's no white people around.
Okay.
Dougie.
New York projects?
Yeah. They fucking think white people stink in whatever capacity, right? Whether it's a funny way or whatever. And it's a very,
the language
is very open about it. You know, it's not, they don't hide it. But the reason I think it's not as bad is because there's not really a taboo. There's not a taboo about just saying, what up, white boy? That's not a taboo. That's like, that's just sort of whatever. It's sort of built into New York vernacular, urban vernacular.
Yeah.
It's a, on the other side, it is taboo and everyone knows it's taboo. And if you're saying something racist to a brown person as a white person, just even as simple as that, it's like demoralizing as what up, you know.
But it's not racist. You know why it's not racist? Because even though we're like, what up, white boy, blah, 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 we still allow you to get to that neighborhood, get to where you're going. We're not stopping.
Well, it depends.
We don't call it the depends. Cops. How? When's the last time?
If a white guy walks through, I live. There's a hundred. This project's on 117th and.
Lewis, I think you have a friend who had a brick thrown at them when they went to your house.
Doggy, you deal with.
You
some...
got a brick thrown at you?
Yeah. If you go
what were you doing?
117th.
Ringing Lewis's doorbell nervously.
Breathing heavily.
And somebody just tossed
like,
a brick
what's that sound?
Yeah. It was probably a little kid. It was probably a kid.
14,
it was probably
15-year-old
a teenager.
Kid. Yeah. But that's
but that ain't even racist. That's just because, yo, this dude looks like we can fuck with him.
He's easiest to hit with a brick.
Yeah. It's
most
like, yo,
area.
Easy target.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's not some shit. Hey,
it's not racism that I'm not saying it's racism. I'm just saying that if you are a white guy walking through the 117th Street and Frederick Douglass projects, 1 o'clock in the morning, there's a good chance you'll get fucked with. There's a good chance.
By kids, not by grown
men. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying that we aren't racist. Because these are kids trying to have fun. They'll fuck with.
I don't call it racism. It's not racism. It's just.
They'll fuck with a black dude who looks out of place. They'll be like, oh, we look like we can fuck with him.
He's reading a book. Like, get him.
Yeah. But they'll get you. But if you go through the suburb, if I walk through the suburbs, like in a like somewhere like I don't know it could be New York
right.
at 1 o'clock
Rockland
in the morning
County, New York,
cops are being called but probably. If a white guy walks through the projects 1 in the morning ain't nobody calling the authorities ain't nobody
but would you rather have would you rather
because they don't know the number for 911
we know it's shit it's tattooed on the back of our hands
but what I mean you're right it's also just a different thing we're talking about almost like two different things that suck for different reasons
I think you know confused. Bully, not I don't want to say bullying, but just at young black kids in poverty, just their version of having fun with them also being racist. They don't hate these people.
It's not
they're
racist.
Like,
they're just more. If there's a black guy and a white guy, they're gonna choose the white guy. I just think that. Like, this is my experience. I know I grew up in poverty. I grew up with Hispanic and black kids. That's the kids we hung out with when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I'm. You know. They're just if they're gonna pick one or the other, they're gonna pick that, and that's not right. I just don't look at it as the same type of thing as you're right. It's not racism overtly. It's just sort of what's worse. Would you rather have somebody throw a brick at you, or would you rather have somebody call you, the cops on you because you're walking through the neighborhood at 1 in the morning? And you look at a place, and the cops are like, "All right, sorry, didn't realize." Which, by the way, most of the time
probably wouldn't happen.
That's not the outcome ever. You were walking through my neighborhood in Rockland County, New York, and West Avishire, New York, right? Let's say on a white block, because block to block in that area is sort of racially diverse. And the cops showed up, and you said, "Oh, I'm just going to my friend's house." 99% of the time, they go, "All right, carry on. You're cool."
99% of the time, they're going to be like, "All right, I'm just need to see your ID." Because they just make cops
Hold on. Can I say this? So you know, an FYI, they do that because they have to have a job. There has to be something to do. So they're just going like, "Oh, cool. Let me see your ID." And at that point, you go like, "All right, well, I could start arguing with them." And I've been I've been that guy. I've never been the guy calling the cops on a person out of neighbor that are in my neighborhood. I've never, ever been
that guy. I don't think I've ever called the cops.
I've never called the cops in my life.
But I've been the guy who's been the cop, had the cops call on me specifically for being in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah.
Specifically for whatever it is, smoking weed, you're not even committing crimes. When I was selling newspaper subscriptions, we were going door to door. A woman made me wait at the door. She's like, "I'll be right out." And we're like, "Cool." And she called the cops and kept on going, like, "Keep on waiting. I'll be right there." It's like, bitch, you, like, didn't want us to even leave. Like, you just wanted to get these kids in trouble. Like, for no fucking reason. Like, it was me and a black kid. It was like, I get from her perspective, these two kids are at our door.
Yeah.
But at what point do you just go, you don't answer, and then we don't go away?
Yeah.
Or you say, "Oh, I'm not interested." And then if we're still there, then you call the cops. You say, "I'll be right there." It's like, you're literally trying to get kids in trouble, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we got here.
No, you were trying to prove to me that...
Hold on, Shannon, a little ADD.
"And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes."
"What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?"
"What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?"
"Marijuana affects the memory."
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Getting the most annoying award?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you think she did that, like, playfully? Because we also don't know the dynamic between her and her class. Like our teacher, we had teachers who would shit on us, but out of love.
Whoa.
No, not like
a German teacher.
But like teachers would be like, I know your dad ain't there or your mom's on drugs or whatever.
Right.
But
that's how they took attendance the first day.
Like if you were talking in the class,
mom's out there,
like, all right.
It was like the game Guess Who. It was like,
like we had a teacher, he was cool as shit in high school,
yeah.
But he would snap on you. He'd be like, oh yeah, I seen your mom on Frankfurt Avenue the other day. I almost gave you some lunch money. And everybody would go, oh shit.
He was being funny. Like,
he fucked my mom.
It was different. Like, it was different. You know, it's also like, how old is this kid? Do we have any information about it? It's a little different when you have like a little kid.
Old enough to be annoying.
Yeah. But, you know, look, fucking kids are annoying in general. My son's annoying as fuck lately. We were walking down the street, and he always loves holding my hand. It's very cute, except when I'm holding a coffee and a skateboard, right? So it's like I'm trying to not let the wheels on my skateboard touch his face. Yeah. And he's just trying to fucking headbutt my wheel on my skateboard because I don't want the, you know, this nasty streets from New York City on him. And then he's grabbing my hand with the coffee and it's knocking over. And I, you know, I'm just trying not to, I'm not trying to get annoyed because it's sweet.
Yeah.
He's trying to hold my hand because he loves me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to not fucking be shitty and be like, get the fuck off me. I'm going to drop everything right now. So, you know, just in general, and my kid's not autistic, and he's sweet and cute and great. So I imagine if you have a kid who legitimately has, like, tics and things that fucking, you know, after a while, you're
doesn't understand social cues.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be so hard. And it's one of the reasons why I didn't want to have any more kids ever again.
Because you thought they were going to be autistic?
Because I got lucky with, and I knock on wood, but my son hasn't had any, you know, major, you know, health things, anything like that. And, you know, I just, you see some parents and they have to deal with their kid being in the hospital and spending time in an incubator and doing all this. And I'm just like, knowing now how much I love my son and knowing that that's even an option in the world, it just goes like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know how I would have to, I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know if I'd be strong enough to fucking deal with watching my son have to deal with that type of adversity.
Yeah.
That's fucking, it's tough.
But what's up with this teacher? What's the severity of the autism? Teacher? Is it like slightly autistic?
The kid was 11.
She was 11.
It doesn't say how old the teacher is in the article.
Yeah. But yeah, this is a dippy broad. She's a 22-year-old chick who fucking doesn't know.
Wait, no better than her age.
But that's what she probably is. Mm. Elementary school teachers are always fucking dippy broads.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't trust any dude that wants to teach below like fifth grade.
Yeah.
That's really? Creepy. It's creepy.
It's a little Why? Weird.
I don't know, man. It's a lady job.
Guys who love kids in general. I get it. And I love kids. Now that I have a son, I love
If you had a kid
children.
In preschool.
Yeah.
And it was a dude teacher, you'd be like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking forward, I go, if I had a girl, I'll probably be like, all right.
It's also because in the you always have to look for the worst case scenario. Like in the worst case scenario, this dude's going to penetrate my boy. In the worst case scenario, this teacher's going to suck my kid's dick. Just pick him up and fucking, all right, who cares? You know, it'll fuck him up, I guess, right? He'll be the captain of his football team and prom king probably. You know, it really destroyed his confidence. I mean, come on. If you look for the worst, if you look, it's like in Game of Thrones. They were like, what would be the worst reason that they did this?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you don't want your kid penetrated. If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, what
your
do you
son
mean,
being penetrated by a man or getting his dick sucked by a teacher, of course.
You're always going to choose dick suck.
Of course.
Dick suck is less traumatic.
Or penetrating. My son wakes up with a boner every morning now, too.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ripe. He's ready for the world. He really does.
I can't wait to get that in the teacher's face.
He cries. He wakes up and he goes, I got a boner.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then I got to fuck. We have these little man conversations.
He's like, it's all right, bro. It's all right, doggy.
That's what I tell him. I was like, it's all right. Who cares? I got a boner every morning, too. It's part of being a man. It's morning wood. It's hilarious. And they try to push it down. I'm like, stop. Just fucking.
But you never tried to push it down? Like when you were like, try to hide it in the waistband or something?
I was already sexualized when I was his age.
Yeah, Lewis got exposed to sex young.
I got exposed to sex very young. I just always remember knowing what sex was. My mom was a prostitute. I walked in on her fucking one of her Johns once.
Oh, your mom was really a prostitute.
My mom was legitimately
a prostitute.
I thought
you was just
saying that. No, no, no. Yeah, it was just a funny little gag.
just like, oh, my mom's a prostitute.
She
laughs. Hey.
No, but she really was. She legitimately, and I saw movies that were very like crazy and over-sexualized when I was really young. And I already knew, you know, I've talked about it many a times, but I saw the movie Clockwork Orange when I was like 7. And I think about James and I think about his age, like, and him seeing a movie like the rape scene in Clockwork Orange is so graphic. There's multiple rape scenes, but the one where I remember it sticks out in my mind. You could even pull it up.
Well, Singing in the Rain, right?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix. I got to watch it.
It's a fucking crazy movie. It's a crazier book. I read that book. But it was a really good movie. Yeah. You know, I was fucking a goth kid in high school, so everyone had their own Clockwork Orange t-shirt. Zach had one, guaranteed.
Never.
No?
Nope.
No Clockwork Orange t-shirt?
Nope.
They didn't have your size. I understand. But, this scene right here. I remember this movie, it's so vivid, them cutting off her tits, the cloth over her tits, and this guy watching his wife be raped by these men, gang raped by these men. As a 7-year-old, this scene sticks out to me. I mean, I would never unsee it. It made me feel so gross and fucking,
What's the point of this movie?
It's just a fucked up movie.
It's about trying to rehabilitate people. So, like, they take this kid and they show him a bunch of crazy shit to try and fix him after he's been in this violent gang.
He was in a violent gang. Yeah, so this is the scene right here that probably ruined me sexually. All the girls that have fucked me in the world that... When I need to fuck you in front of an open window, this is the reason. Because when I was 7, my mom watched this with me. And it's also watching it with my mom. So I'm dealing with all these other like feelings of like my mom's right next to me as well. It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Abuse. I think my mom should have been jailed for this.
Oh, wow.
Turn it up a little.
Damn. This is just a gang that goes around. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds. So dark up above. My sun's in my heart. And I'm ready for love. Ooh. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come forth. That's a good footwork, though.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It is shot really well. What is this? 80s? Late 70s?
70s. Super.
1980?
Yeah. And they just go around 71. Destroying shit.
This, like, is so... I mean, I remember it's so vivid. Oh, that's it.
Question. So you remember the nipples coming out and everything, right?
Yeah, he cut out her. That's what I remember most.
It wasn't on TV.
No, she rented it. My mother actively rented this movie.
That's the fucked up part. It's not like you guys were flipping the channels.
Yeah. And it was on.
And it was on.
She rented it
on TV?
Yeah, but it would be severely edited.
Yeah, like, oh, wow. Well, on HBO or Cinemax, they would show that. I mean, you know, we had...
I forget.
Various times in my life had cable. Mm. There was moments in my childhood when it was like...
No
phone
TV.
Was off.
Yeah.
No cable. The electricity would go off at certain times. It was always like something was always going off. No, there was the fear of something always about to go off.
You never had everything up and running at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was internet was off. Well, not even internet.
Internet didn't have it yet. That
There's
was
no
later
internet,
in high school.
Basic cable.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, where the antenna would fucking be covered in foil.
Yeah.
Because. You know, when the cable go out, you try to get your basic, you know, 6 or 7 channels that would come through shittily.
Yeah.
Being poor fucking sucks. Being poor as a child, like, you know, it really is like being aware that you're that poor. Just like my son, he's got such a better life than me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I don't try to spoil my son. I guess he is kind of spoiled to a certain degree. I don't think he acts like it. I think he acts like a really sweet kid, but... You know, it's like, I just remember just always knowing that there was an issue with money in my house. Always knowing that there was, like, something going on. It's like, that type of stress for a kid to live with. Kids are supposed to fucking live free, right? Yeah. Kids are supposed to feel like, oh shit, my parents got this,
yeah,
right? And it sort of comes full circle. You talk about life philosophy and business philosophy. In my opinion, that's what success is, right? You break free and you almost become like, you have like a childlike freedom, yeah, where you get to do what you want. You get to play, you get to create, you get to fucking, what in our own sense of playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you have that safety net of your mom and your dad to kind of take care of you. You don't, because you've created that safety net with whatever type of success you have, whether it's money, having, you know, the home you want, the people you want around you, the wife, whatever it is. So it comes full circle.
Yeah.
So, but I never experienced that side of success. Like, children are supposed to always feel successful and like accomplished and like things are fucking happening nonstop. And it's like, oh my God, life is so amazing, you know? And I remember just having always a darker, bleaker look on the world in whatever capacity it was. And it was specifically because I was really shitty.
Mm.
Specifically. So, but you know, my kid's good.
Kids, but yeah.
We're going to Puerto Rico. I'm wrapping in a few minutes. We're going to take them swimming with dolphins for the first time. How many people have died swimming with dolphins? Find out.
But they dolphins raped. That dolphin going to fucking...
What would you rather? Would you rather your son be penetrated by a man or raped by a dolphin?
I think raped by a dolphin is hilarious.
I mean, dolphin's a story, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's no therapy needed.
Dan Marino raped my son.
I think that's it. Einhorn
is Finkel.
Einhorn is Finkel.
I watched that movie like 80 times when I was younger.
Yeah. I watched it recently.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold up.
No.
I was wondering if very funny, but really, when you rewatch it now, you're like, ooh, this would not fly.
Nah, when Nature Calls, it's still hilarious.
Hardest I've ever laughed as a child was when Nature Calls, the rhino scene.
Yeah. The funniest
Him coming out of that rhino's fuck. I mean, dude, I remember just buckling over at laughter. Just couldn't handle how hard I laughed. That, and then from Happy Gilmore, the scene where he starts losing his shit at the clown at the mini golf course.
Yeah. He starts beating the shit out of it.
I remember me and my sisters as kids losing our shits.
Dude.
How many people have died swimming with dolphins?
One.
What I'm finding is not as met, like, no stats as far as numbers per year. I'm finding isolated articles, like one from 2009, one from 2016,
what
one
happened?
From 99.
What happened?
This one, a person was passed around by a group of dolphins in a gang rape, and they drowned doing that. And then U.S. woman killed while swimming with dolphins in New Zealand. Another one dragged under.
See, that makes me a little bit fucking nervous about my son swimming with dolphins.
No, but he's going to be... Dolphins do that. Dolphins kill sharks. They do the same shit to sharks. They fucking... A bunch of them travel and they start hitting the sharks in his vital
organs. So should my son fucking swim with dolphins? Now I don't want him to swim. Now I promise him swimming with dolphins.
No, but they got somebody there to tase it.
They got people there. They're not fucking...
Fucking spear gun the dolphin right in his head. Right through his eyes. In one eye, out the other. Just shooting blood out of his spout. James is horrified.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Yeah, you're good, man.
It's one of those things. It's like,
he could also be hit by a car.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like he's probably more likely to be hit by a car than be killed swimming with dolphins, correct?
Yes.
It looks like it says that once kids are 6 or older is when they get into the age where it's safer to swim with dolphins.
Okay, because when they're younger, is it their swimming abilities?
I'm going to read for them.
I'm a little bit nervous. I did promise him swimming with dolphins. I promised him bioluminescent bay.
Bioluminescence sucks.
I did it before. It's okay. For a kid, it'll be cool.
Stinks.
Why'd you hate it?
Because it stinks. It smells.
I remember it actually stinks.
Yeah, it actually stinks.
I remember my back kind of hurt in the boat we went. And
those
like,
little ass kayaks or canoes.
Yeah, like you have to like prop yourself up. Like my core like wasn't strong enough.
Dude, imagine it was me and my wife. And she's in the front, I'm in the back, and we're not even sinking. I'm like, paddle when I paddle, and don't, like, and she'll just argue with me, I can't. And we're just going around.
In a circle, as you spin on one side.
And we got to get hitched to somebody else's boat, and then they're doing all the work, and we're just sitting back arguing.
The fact that they didn't pull up a scene from Amistad right now, if they just said they're not good in the booth.
No,
they're just not good. They're just not good in the booth. If you had a,
cool.
Oh, I thought that was I really thought that was...
Man,
it's cool.
You got to put that stupid ass tarp over your head.
For a little kid, I think James will get into it at night. It's kind of scary. I remember being a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
You know? But it's kind of funny.
See, but when we went out there, you see how there's still like some light out? It was pitch black dark.
This is Amistad. This is fucked up.
I mean, all right,
it's too late.
It's too late. Timing's bad.
That's a movie that fucked me. I watched that with my grandma when I was way too young.
She was like, you see how well behaved they are?
No, I just remember a lot of giant cocks.
Oh, really?
There is an abundance of fucking footlongs in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real fucking knee slappers.
Yeah. Yeah, so and then we're doing the rainforest, which I've done most of these things, but I've never swam with dolphins. That's kind of
funny. Never swam with dolphins, never went to the rainforest. No.
You've been to Puerto Rico?
I've been to Puerto Rico. I went to Puerto Rico last year.
Yeah, I've been a few times. Yeah. We're staying at a really nice hotel. We're staying at a hotel that has like kids' activities and like a kids' dance party certain nights, and they have like a kids' pool. Because he wants to spend time with his dad, but he goes and meets a couple little friends that are there for the weekend as well. I think they'll have fun and socialize. I'll just have a couple drinks at the bar.
Ooh. Who are you going with? Is this you and him?
Every Father's Day, I'm taking him on a new trip every year.
That's dope.
Yeah, just
that's somewhere, a really nice tradition.
Yeah. Somewhere cool, somewhere different. I think next year we're going to do Hawaii, just somewhere like different. Just see the world. See the world with his pops. That'll be fucking fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Something that's dope.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's dope, you know, always trying to fucking, you know, create those little moments. That's it. You know, that's what you can do. I preach a lot about all that shit, but it's like, I'm trying to turn my kid into a really, really good person who's a productive member of society, who loves people, who includes people, all of that. And that's way more of a contribution than any jokes I could say or any fucking hateful language people use. I'm creating a person that hopefully will do genuinely tangible, great things in the world.
Yeah.
And that's valuable. That's really, really valuable. That will touch people in a way bigger and more important way than I think a lot of people realize. So I say, do the same thing with your children, you fucking losers.
Would you do Alaska with them?
What'd you say?
Would you do Alaska with them?
Yeah, I would. I want to every year, you know.
That was like a great trip with my family when I was a kid. We did Alaska.
I've never been to Alaska. Really good. I want to do something Alaska. Cool.
You can see the northern lights from Alaska, right? The aurora borealis and all that shit.
Those like fucking like neon blue glaciers.
Yeah.
Really,
that's what I'm
really pretty.
I want to do something. I'm getting more into, especially with him, like I don't get into cultural things. I go to Jamaica every year and I sit there and I get fat and I eat great food and I fucking dude, oh, you got to. Take your chicken. I'll give you the villa information.
Give it to me. I would love to go to Jamaica.
It was $3,000. We ended up spending $700 on food for the week. But it was
$3,000 for the
two
of you?
$3,000 for the villa. We had the entire private villa, private beach.
Yeah.
And fucking incredible. And then we had to buy the food, but we had people on premises at all times to help us out, people to cook. We had meals, snacks all day long, nonstop. And then that was that. And that was a more expensive villa because it was a villa. It was supposed to be this. It was a 3-bedroom villa, but they just closed off 2 of the bedrooms, and we took 1 because it was available. Yeah. So it would have been $5,000. So if you did 3 couples for $5,000, that's like $1,700 a pop.
Yeah,
and that's cheaper than an all inclusive resort would be. Still got to buy the flights, but it's still cheaper.
How many rooms does the villa have?
It was like a big, huge, like living room sort of open thing with into the outside area, into the private pool area, and then it was just the bedroom, the kitchen, bathroom.
Yeah.
Slave quarters.
It was fucking, dude. It was gorgeous. It was fucking really, really incredible.
I think I'm gonna go glamping. You see that?
You going glamping?
I want to try it. I'm like, fuck it. Because we're trying to save money, too. Yeah.
Why, you guys trying to buy a house?
Yeah. Well, a condo, not a house. I'm not manly enough for a house. I don't know how to fix shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a fucking condo.
Yeah.
You need some other motherfucker to come in. I'm the same way. Yeah. All right, look, let's wrap this one. This has been a great show. Oh, we didn't do Real Ass Dude of the Week. Fuck. All right, let's wrap it on Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Yeah. Who do we got?
So first up, we have preacher Kenneth Copeland, who defended his lavish lifestyle of private jets by saying that God wants him away from the demons.
It's true. Demons are in hell, and if you're like 40,000 feet in the air, you're
that
further
makes
sense.
Away
you're from
closer
the demons. Closer to heaven. I don't mind that.
He also said that demons live in coach.
Oh, okay. That's pretty real ass.
70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched 5 continents, and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Again, getting back to the comment.
He already has
you
three,
said that you
way.
Don't
he
like to fly
fourth.
Commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
Look at him. Hell yeah.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood.
No, he's fucking batshit.
Principalities and powers.
Pause. Can you explain what you...
Doggy,
dude, this guy's he goes through like eight faces.
Doggy, this guy's evil.
Yeah, he's the
Doggy,
devil himself.
That guy is fucking...
Because he'll be mad, and then he stops and smiles, and it's like, oh my God, there's nothing in there.
That's some crazy, crazy shit. That guy needs to be put down. Yeah, he's not good. I don't care, man. If you believe in fucking silly gods in the sky... Yeah, I'm sorry, Monroe.
Why me?
I know, because I know you and your family are going to be doing a barbecue at a church this summer. I can't deal with it, okay? If you believe in some fucking silly god in the sky, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you're willing to take it to a level where you're... This is not being hateful, okay? We know. We got Google.
Yeah.
We know. Look, I'm going to Google it right now.
What are you Googling?
Proof. Monroe's house, actually, right now. Live stream. Live stream from the Monroe Martin household.
Church music is the shit.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, look, if it was just the music, it wouldn't be a problem. Of God. Proof of God existence. Is there anything?
I believe in a God. I don't believe in religion. I don't think that. I don't think it's fair that you preach this hope in this other world to people, and then they pay for your cost of living.
Yeah,
I don't believe in that. That don't make sense.
I do, and I'll tell you why.
Why? Okay.
Now let's just say you believe in that horse shit, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you believe that he is a legitimate conduit between Jesus Christ and your ears, eyes, and you know. Let's say you believe that, right?
Yeah.
He's offering a service, and if he does it in a bigger and better and more effective way, I don't mind him having a crazy salary, because it's almost like if it's a net positive. Let's say it's God's love, right? And he's converting more people and more. So it's almost like it's a better way to put it is when you see like charities, right?
Yeah.
I think if you run a charity, you should go and try to fucking hire like a CEO from like Coca-Cola or Google.
Yeah.
Because those motherfuckers know how to make shit. They know how to market. They know how to build huge brands, right?
Yeah.
You want some local yokel fucking fat bitch who's been sexually assaulted 8 times and she's like, we got it. You know, she's not getting shit done the same way fucking the dude who's getting shit done is getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that's why I almost feel like I don't mind, you know, you need
that guy having this all this money. However, not to be a fucking nerd about this, if he's getting all that money, he ain't paying taxes on it because it's a religion. That's some bullshit.
His income, he has to. If he has a salary, he has to pay taxes. The church doesn't. Yes, he does. 100%.
Yeah, but the church is paying for
running his.
But it doesn't matter because if, of course, you're running the salary to the church. He gets to decide a salary, so he gets to go. Cool. Well, I want to make $200,000 a year. So what do I gotta pay myself in order to make that? In order to clear that, $350,000 a year. Boom.
I don't think he claims any of that.
You think pastors don't have to pay taxes? I don't believe that.
I think what he does is all the big baller expenses, he'll attach it to the church. So I go, oh no, these are private jets from my church and my congregation.
Oh yeah.
And then they don't get a part of that.
Yeah. Ministers can exclude their income and rental allowance for the fair rental value of personage that is provided to them. I don't understand what that means. Whatever. Yeah, the church probably purchased the jets.
Yeah.
I just don't really give a shit. You know, I'm not, whatever. Who cares? Fuck him. Good for him. Keep on suckering suckers. That's what I say. Go next.
Next up is minority owner of the State Warriors.
He's Brazilian.
He had a player fall into him during game 3 of the NBA Finals. He shoved him, and then he was banned from... he's banned from games courtside for a year and fined $500,000.
Who's this guy? He's hot. I don't know what's going on right now.
Here's Kyle Lowry. And he gets into it with...
But I can't see it.
Goes in and goes crashing into the fan. There you see the guy. There's that.
He's shoving him and screaming, get the fuck out of here.
Pushed him off.
To a player where you know he can't fight you back.
It's a terrible video. It's...
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
Who is the guy?
The guy's Mark Stevens, the gentleman.
Yeah, you're also doing an out of order. Thanks, Harrington. Okay. Yeah, terrible. Right.
I wanted to save this one. The last real ass dude of the week, the guy that Shannon just had up, is Neymar. He is a Brazilian soccer superstar, arguably one of the top 10 celebrities on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. He was accused of sexual misconduct with a girl.
Not impossible. Not with that face.
Yep.
He just gets what he wants. Shannon, come on.
What is the sexual misconduct?
You're telling me a guy with a tattoo of script words on his throat raped someone? Get out of here.
But sexual misconduct doesn't mean rape. Well, sexual misconduct can just be like me doing this and you go, I'm like, hey, how raped. You doing? And then you go, I didn't like the way that happened. So, rape is rape. Sexual misconduct can be misconstrued.
What?
Apparently, it's a little more deep than that. She was saying, you know, that there that he did sexually assault her. To respond to this, Neymar went into his WhatsApp thread, screenshotted their entire message conversation, including a ton of
nudes,
naked pics that she sent him to prove that she was, in fact, down with the encounter.
So she, what did she say he did though? Oh my God, look at her. Good for Neymar.
She ain't really showing anything.
Showing that fucking dope stomach. Oh, it's a video?
It's all Portuguese.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I don't know what it says, but okay, so he was accused of some sexual misconduct shit, and he was like, all right, bitch, let me show you what the fuck this chick wanted. All right, good for him.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. Anything else? Who's Ellen Levinsky?
That was just an old woman who went back to Normandy. I didn't have much this week.
What'd she go back to Normandy for?
She was a nurse during D-Day.
She forgot a bracelet there. Jesus Christ, what do you think?
All right. Real estate of the week. I mean, I guess
I gotta go Brazilian soccer star.
Yeah, Brazilian
soccer star. Throw out the receipts.
Hell yeah.
Big dick move.
Good for him. Good for him. You know what? This week's Real Estate of the Week, Brazilian soccer star, and really hot guy, Neymar.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
All right, that's it, baby boys. Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Do we have guests yet? I think Sarah Tolomash wants to come on Monday. She hit me up, so we'll probably have Sarah. And that's it. So, look, you guys are the fucking shit. Love you guys.
And Scott Chaplin.
Scott Chaplin on Monday.
Scotty.
Okay, love Scotty Bumbadi. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Monday. Go follow everyone. Subscribe. Do everything you got to do. We'll check you next time. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.